This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest-running news and current affairs show, and it's coming to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city on the world's best LGBTI radio station. You can listen on radio, streaming, and, of course, podcasts. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. Good morning. It's Saturday, the 19th of January.
And good morning to you, Macca.
I haven't finished yet.
I actually really like a new intro.
Thank you.
The world's best this and that.
Well, it is. It is. We can't help it if we're right.
Go, sister.
On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Welcome to my co-host, Tass, Mark on the panel, and Fiona producing and on social media. Let's get on with it, Tass.
Good morning, Macca.
Good morning.
We love hearing from you, and we love getting your feedback, whether it's positive, negative, or just plain constructive.
Oh.
Three of them.
Positive, negative, or just constructive. Shouldn't it be
the other way around?
Yeah, it should.
Yeah. Hey, Macca, the events of the week, I think, have been rather somber and have taken many people by surprise.
Yes.
I have to say that in our family, we have two young daughters.
Who are in their... Early mid-20s. Yeah.
And this issue has really come very close to our heart. Mm. So much so that if I was feeling a little bit better last night, I would have jumped on the 96, not the 86, from home and taken myself straight into Parliament.
After Parliament House. For the in memory and a vigil for the Israeli Arab girl who was so brutally murdered out near La Trobe Uni.
And I don't think we need to talk about what occurred, but how devastating this is, and how we as a society need to have a good, long, hard look at ourselves and stop blaming the individual, but taking responsibility as a society for these things.
Yeah, these, you know, people's behaviour is influenced by basically the society they live in and the support systems they have or don't have, how they're brought up, what values they're taught, how they're treated by authority, how they're treated by institutions and by other people. And it's very easy, you know, to blame one particular thing. Reality is, I believe, our society is broken in so many ways. And we've got to fix it.
And yeah, well, I don't take such a pessimistic view of the world.
Well,
I think it ain't right. I think that
it's not right.
I think that there's a lot of good stuff happening in the world.
Yes.
And the fact that we are here and that we can participate in a civil discussion is part of what's really great about being alive and being in this society. The day that we can't participate in a discussion in the way in which we do when it's broke.
Think about all the people that don't enjoy the life that we have, the ability to live our life the way that we want, that don't have connections, that don't have housing, that don't have healthcare, that don't have a job, that don't have any support. They're the people that we as a society are leaving behind, and, you know, we've got to fix this because, yeah, there's lots of good things going on in society, but reality is, you know, every Saturday morning when I walk from the car park, which is less than a block away, two blocks away, to Joy, I will pass at least three homeless people asleep on the street. That's three people that we as a society are not providing the basic support and respect that we should be. We're a rich country. You know, we all see, you know, people about the streets having conversations with themselves, sometimes loud conversations. We see people suffering from all different types of mental illness. Our society has failed them. You know, we see people slipping through the net in healthcare. We see people slipping through the net in education. Every single thing that we as a country, that we think we're proud of, you know what? We're actually failing at. And it's not good enough. It's not good enough. We need to fix it.
There you go. There's your ad for the morning, Macca.
Not an ad. It's that's the reality, and I see this. I'm on leave. I've been on leave for a couple of months, and I'm out and about, and I'm seeing all sorts of interesting things. The parcel locker.
The what?
The Australia Post parcel locker.
Oh, where did that come from?
No. At one of the supermarkets that I go to. And I've been there twice in the last week. First time I watched the Australia Post person loading the parcels in, and I was fascinated about how that's all done. But there's a guy sitting at the side who's decided to perch himself next to the parcel locker because people during the day have to come there to get their parcels. And on each occasion, he was quite politely asking, there's a coffee shop sort of almost next door, would they buy him a coffee or a water or something to eat. Not asking for money. And I just thought, okay, he's thought about this a little bit differently. But again, someone who's fallen through the net. Really interesting. And it's not good enough.
What's the parcel locker got to do with all of that?
Well, it's just that he was sitting next to the parcel locker because he'd worked out this is somewhere where people are going to be coming and it's actually going to be hard for them to ignore you. As opposed to going into a shop where they can just walk past you. These are, you know, there are people being, you know, that our society is not supporting, is ignoring, is not helping all around this country. And you know what? We've got to fix it. We've got to fix it.
That's a big conversation, Macca, but we're not going to have that one today.
No.
We'll reserve that one for another occasion. And the other a conversation that I'd like us to...
The joint's rooted.
The other conversation I'd like us to have is one around domestic violence.
Yes.
And violence against women.
And
so
again,
I think...
And this is where another case...
We might reach out to some of our previous guests.
Yes.
Tracy Gordian, who's the new CEO or the... CEO of a newly established organisation.
Now, we had her in when she'd been in the job.
For 5 days.
For 5 days.
And she was fantastic
then. She was.
Then. So I think it's time to perhaps call on her again and maybe sort of dive a bit deeper into the issue and look at some of the things that contribute towards violence against women.
Yeah.
Some of the causes,
and
then
perhaps we've got to fix the cause.
Yeah, and then perhaps have a conversation.
It's no good
about
putting an airbag in a car to protect you after an accident,
especially if you're using faulty petrol.
How about we actually teach people to drive?
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.